you have a name for the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing?
Mostly it's a dishwasher, but
yeah, okay.
Wash rag.
Okay. What about for drying?
Dish rag.
Okay. Do you have a name for cloth or rag that you would use about the size of your hand when you're bathing?
Hand towel.
Okay, and the big one you dry off with?
Bath towel.
Okay. What about, let's say, that thing right over there that the water comes out of, what would you call that?
Faucet.
Okay, now if it's out in your yard that you hook your hose up to, that would be a...
Hydrant.
Do you have a name for the thing, let's say, on a portable water container that the water comes out of?
Spigot or spout.
Okay. And this word, if you got up in the morning and turned on the water and nothing came out, you might say, oh great, last night the pipes must have...
Busted or froze.
Okay. A container that a large amount of flour used to come in. It's wooden, has consists of staves. You would call that a...
I've never seen what that is.
Sometimes, in an old grocery store, you might have this thing full of crackers or pickles. Or
flour barrel?
Yeah, okay. Would you have a name for the metal things that run around a barrel to hold the staves in place?
Runners.
Okay, another name for it, maybe?
Barrel hood.
Yeah, okay. What about something that's like a barrel, very similar except smaller? Nails used to come in it?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you wanted to buy a fair amount of molasses, what would that come in?
A lot of molasses.
Mm-hmm.
I get a bucket or a keg.
Okay, what about lard?
Keg.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the term stand of molasses?
No.
Okay. Something that you would use to pour liquid into a narrow mouth bottle.
Funnel.
Okay. And this thing you crack over the horse's ears.
Whip.
Okay. And if you were in the grocery store making a purchase, the grocery boy would put your whatever you bought into a what?
Sack, bag.
What's the difference?
None.
Sack and bag would be the same.
Right, grocery bag.
What would it be made out of?
Paper.
If you wanted to buy, let's say, 25 pounds of flour, what would that probably come in?
Sack.
Okay. Do you have a name for one that's made out of this rough, coarse material?
Tote sack, burlap bag.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything besides that? Heavy material?
Canvas bag.
Okay.
Or burlap.
Yeah. Are you familiar with croaker sack? Croaker bag?
That'd be like a burlap bag.
It'd be like what?
Burlap.
That word I use, would you ever use that?
Croaker sack?
Yeah.
Put frogs in when you go frogging.
You mean croaker and meaning a frog.
Right.
I see. So a croaker sack would have to be specifically something for catching frogs.
That or just toting around some heavy stuff.
Okay. Alright. Have you ever heard of toe sack?
Yes, toe sack.
Would that be the heavy material?
Right.
What about this expression? Let's say if a farmer was taking some corn to the mill to be ground, talking about the amount that he would take at one time, you would say he'd take in to be ground.
Bushel.
Okay. And let's say if you were going outside to bring in some firewood, the amount that you could take in your arms at one time, that would be a what?
Load.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word turn used that way, a turn of corn?
No.
And if that thing burns out right there, you would replace the
light bulb.
All right. And if your mother was going outside to hang up the clothes, she would take the wet